would you call the center of a cherry?
Pit.
The center of an apple?
Core.
Any special word for dried pieces of apple?
No dried apples is all that
What kinds of nuts do you have around here? I know you have hickory nuts because you use those on a fly rod to fish for squirrels.
Not the ones with wormholes in them.
I was going to tell you, I cut open one of those fish and found a bucket of hickory nuts.
If you ever drop Tom a card, tell him that you found a hickory nut in one of those fish. He'll know what you mean, and he'll really get a bang out of it. We have, other than hickory nuts, black walnuts, very few pecans in this area. It's too mountainous and rocky. It isn't adapted to pecans.
What do you call that green part on the outside of the walnut?
The hull.
And inside that, the hard part?
The shell.
And inside that, the part you eat?
The meat.
Is that ever called anything else?
Kernel.
Is it ever called the goody?
Yes, quite often it's called the goody. But you don't hear it called that as often since you mentioned it. Years ago, that was about all we did call in a hickory nut or a walnut was the goody. But it seemed like we've grown away from that, and that word goody, that's the first time I recall hearing it in a long time. But I do remember when we were children, that's all we called it. We just unconsciously grew away from it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's referred to as the kernel or the meat.
Man up at Calcord was in his 70s. I talked to him and he called it the goody. That was his natural term still.
I heard a good one Sunday. Miss Sanders' aunt, Miss Sanders' sister, is 82. And anything that pertains to Oklahoma history, she attends. They had the annual gathering at Dwight Mission Indian School, and incidentally Dwight Mission was established in about 1829. Oh. It's in Sequoia County, south of here. But she attended school there at Dwight Mission. It's for the ones that have attended. And oh, she was real proud because she was the oldest one there. She said she got the massage. She meant the corsage. She says, I got the massage. But I didn't laugh at her. But at her age, it's understandable because Aunt Noan has a fairly good education. I don't think she ever went to college. She went to school at the Cherokee Seminary at Tahlequah. And, I assume that she finished the eighth grade, but she taught school back in her early days. But I was amused that she told me 3 or 4 times she got the massage.
When you were a boy on Christmas, what did you get right down in the toe of your sock?
An orange.
I think that was standard.
I'm sure it must have been.
Because I want to get the pronunciation of orange, and I ask everyone the same question. It's always the same.
It's always the same. That's another thing that we've grown away from, is hanging up stockings on Christmas Eve. I never hear of anyone doing it. And when I was a child...
All my girls do.